8:32, and you're listening to The Currents Morning Show. That's Jill O'Reilly. I'm Steve Seal. It's a Thursday morning, and that usually means... Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News is here to tell us about three or so things for the weekend. It's the Weekend Arts Roundup. Hello there.
Hello.
What do we have?
Dance.
Really?
We have, I just want to get people out there and inspired to move. You know, I was thinking about this. I was like, what sort of separates for me good dance from bad dance? And bad dance, if I go to a dance concert, it's not quite doing it for me. I just look at all the fabulous dance bodies and say, yeah, you guys are all in much better shape than I am.
So you're not really moved by what you're seeing. You're just distracted by how
good dance.
Well, what would they be doing to make it bad dance, and what is happening to make it good dance?
Well,
because I don't know if I can tell the difference sometimes.
Good dance, I am like on the edge of my seat going, can I play?
Okay.
Like you want to get out there and be moving with them.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the difference. It's like it is so infectious and inspiring, and your body is like... I want to
participate.
Yeah,
presumably by implication, it's three items of good dance we're going to be talking about.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen every show. I can't make guarantees.
Come on, Marianne. I want guarantees. No. I know.
Based on what I know
exactly
about these companies and the work they do, I'm going to say you're going to be itching to, you know, and you're like when you're going to be want to get out there and move when based on the shows you see. Okay, so first up. Dances at the Lakes Festival. This is just such a great celebration of summer. It's at the Rose Garden at Lyndale Park, and it is a bunch of different dance companies of all different styles. There's flamenco, there's ballet, there's modern, there's, you know, tap. I don't know if they have tap, though, because they're on the grassy knoll. So maybe I misspoke about that one, but they have...
Soft tap.
Maybe they have they bring in a platform.
They might bring in a platform. Who knows? So at any rate, there is just a bunch of great different dance companies who are from all over Minnesota, as well as a few couple companies from California. There's a Wrestle Dance from Long Beach comes out and performs as part of this this festival or two-day festival, 13th annual Dances at the Lakes Festival. So here's the idea. It's outdoors. You get to bring a chair and a towel and some snacks, and you sit down. It's free. You get to see the work of professionals and students dancing together, all different types of dance. It's a smorgasbord, a dancing feast, and it's there for you to enjoy summer and a free concert. And
All right. Great start. And you've got more after that?
Yes. That was just number one.
Okay.
Number two, this is REC, W-R-E-C-K. This is a show by Black Label Movement that they created a few years back. They're bringing it back to the Guthrie Theater. It features original music by local composer Mary Ellen Childs. And it's The Wreck is about 13 survivors caught in a sinking ship, and it's a movement exploration of how would a community of strangers face their end together.
By dancing, apparently?
You'd think it would get a little bit more...
Yeah.
Right. But so it's very visceral.
Oh, yeah.
But it's...
And Mary Ellen Childs' music is often percussive and very exciting.
Yes, very fun music, very cool, sort of dramatic.
Yeah.
And, it's billed as a feast for both the eyes and ears. And Carl Flink, as a composer or as a choreographer, is very much known for the physicality of his dance. He brings sort of like a sportsman's like aesthetic to his dance productions.
Awesome. So where's that again?
That's at the Guthrie.
At the Guthrie.
Yes. And so that's this weekend and next weekend.
Okay.
And it's REC, again, is the name. All right. Last one. Mm-hmm. Patrick Scully.
Oh, yeah.
He founded Patrick's Cabaret, which is a great venue in its own right for showing new work and really inviting everybody on stage to try something new. He no longer runs Patrick's Cabaret, but he's been going off and exploring and doing his own creative work. He's got a new show that he's put together called Leaves of Grass Uncut. Now, Patrick says this is sort of a celebration of the gay marriage amendment, and he's looking back and saying, how did we get here? How did we get to the fact that the marriage amendment, you know, is now okay for gay people to marry one another in the eyes of the state? And he really takes it all the way back to Walt Whitman. the poet who wrote, you know, Song of Myself, Leaves of Grass, and says, you know, if he hadn't has been as out about writing about his experiences as a gay man, then Oscar Wilde wouldn't have felt as emboldened to do what he did. Thomas Mann wouldn't have felt as emboldened to writing Death in Venice. There were so many things that would not have happened. And so this is his sort of tribute piece. And so he's taking the writings of Walt Whitman and other people about Walt Whitman and then combining it with dance that he has choreographed as sort of his poetic response to Walt Whitman.
Yeah.
And it has 17 men on stage. And he said that, you know, Walt Whitman had this idea that manly friendship was somehow going to be this miracle that was going to transform American democracy from an overly materialistic consumption-based society to something more utopian. Well, obviously, that hasn't quite happened.
Yeah.
But here he's saying, you know, we're getting to this time now where it's okay to see men together performing on stage and dancing together. And so there's going to be 17 men, you know, gay and straight, performing together on stage. There will be scenes of nudity. So, you know,
I was going to say, this is Patrick Skelly. So how much nakedness are we talking about here?
Well, I don't know how much nakedness. But
on a scale of 1 to 10.
There will be... There will be some nakedness.
At a certain point, there will be 15 naked men on stage. I can tell you that.
Okay.
So, but...
Which leaves out 2. So there'll be... Okay, all right. That's mostly naked.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. And Patrick is... He's very vocal about the idea of the beauty of the human body and why shouldn't it be okay for people to walk around naked. You know, we have very different concepts of that in Europe, say, from the United States.
Sure.
So, but at any rate, so this is just a celebration of men dancing together and a response to Walt Whitman's poetry and just sort of saying... Look at where we are now. And, you know, this is as Patrick is turning 60, or has turned 60. Yeah. He's 60 years old. He's been in this community forever. And he's like, this is sort of my way of paying it forward. It's sort of, you know, all these beautiful things that have happened. I'm celebrating and I'm sort of taking the next step and pushing it forward to the next level. So.
And this is at Patrick's Cabaret?
No, it is not.
Okay.
Good point. Thank you for asking.
Uh-huh.
This is at Illusion Theater this weekend, and it's part of the Fresh Ink series, which is a series that presents new works that are, you know, for the audiences to explore. So this is tonight through Sunday at the Illusion Theater, which is at the Hennepin Arts Building in downtown St. Paul on Hennepin Avenue.
Cool.
Downtown Minneapolis, excuse me, on Hennepin Avenue. So,
well, we'll get to
Leaves of Grass.
Leaves of Grass.
Uncut.
Uncut. And naked. for part of the show.
It's part of the show.
It's all part of the show. You know, we'll...
Steve, we can talk more about this off air if you need to.
Sure. as we always do, maybe you're not aware of this, but if you'd like the details on the Weekend Arts Roundup recapped, we get that up online for you a little later in the morning. So check back to thecurrent.org. We'll have that for you.
Absolutely.
All the details and links and everything you need to know.
And actually, I did an interview with Patrick and the story's up on the State of the Arts blog. So you can find more Leaves of Grass Uncut show at State of the Arts, the arts blog at nprnews.org.
Which Marianne Combs writes. Thank you for joining us as always, Marianne.
Always a pleasure.
The Weekend Arts Roundup, Marianne Combs from NPR News here on The Currents, your dance extravaganza here this week.
Naked.
Uh-huh. Naked. That's right. Dancing, dancing,
dancing. She's a dancing. She's a baby.